The
We haven't
Doctor
had a chance to
Strange,
talk about the.
the Doctor
Yeah,
Strange
we can talk about
Weekly.
Doctor Strange. There's a couple rumors going around
Well, the
that.
Entertainment Weekly cover came out with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're saying that maybe the Eye of Agamotto is the time gem, the one in
that'd
Infinity
make,
Stone that's
that,
missing.
That'd make movie sense.
I'd be okay with that. I'd rather Infinity War be like a hunt, you know, like everyone's looking for the last one, like they've got it, you know what I mean? But I guess it's not going to be that. It's just going to be.
Well, how
They
many?
probably
Okay,
won't.
he said what? Five of them have already shown up, or four of them. What? How many did
All
Thor
but
say?
One have shown up. Well,
how
no,
many
he
are there
mentioned,
total?
Six.
He mentioned
Five.
Two, but we know of more than that.
Because he said
he
that
mentioned
he
the,
said that this is the whatever number stone that.
Well, no, it
in
would
the
have
last...
to have been three.
We know three of them.
Because he knows the
There's,
Tesseract,
okay.
and he knew of the red.
Okay,
one.
We know four of them.
We know the
ether,
the Tesseract,
the Tesseract,
and then
the mind gem is in,
and the Power Stone.
Yeah.
Well, that's Loki's staff.
And
the one envisioned.
Didn't the Collector have one already?
No, Tesseract is different.
The Collector
okay.
was given
yeah.
the ether.
But didn't
but
they have
the
one before?
I don't
or...
think he had one before. The ether
Wear me out.
And the power gem. That's four. And the power gem is the one envisioned.
No, power gem was the one in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Oh, that was called the power gem?
Yeah.
So, I believe that was
so
the power
there's
gem.
No space gem. Because in the comics, there's a space gem.
Yeah.
And that's not it. There they renamed it. That probably is a good idea.
Okay, there's your processor.
That's probably a good
Hi, have
idea.
Have you started yet?
Well, yes, yes, actually, we have.
Oh, we have.
Would
started?
You like to sit
yeah.
in?
Come on.
No,
I haven't
I
done
an
introduction.
I need to ask you a question.
Would you be able to drop off a key by the house on your way out?
Okay. But, yeah, I'm excited
I
about
I gotta
Dr.
get a call
Strange.
Something.
I don't know. Eventually, Marvel's gonna have a bust.
What are you doing for the magic cards?
You
don't
know?
Play magic.
Yeah, I don't play
he
magic.
He used to play magic.
I used to play magic a lot.
Okay,
oh, wow.
The ingest mechanic works with that. So when this comes into play, you can return a card from exile to your opponent's graveyard. That's why the ingest. But these are the money cards that I got today.
Oh, that's nice. So you get four counters.
Those are the money cards I got today. Endless one because that can be pretty good. And depending on the deck you play it in. And then the land cards are always, you know, there's always pieces for land.
For some reason I was thinking we were going to Gallatin.
We still recording?
Are we? We shouldn't be.
We shouldn't be. Yeah.
We should start over.
We are recording.
We should start over. Oh, wow.
Hey, Larry, do you want me to stop the program?
No!
Or
no.
Till midnight.
No, we
start
over.
We were just...
Well, yeah, I don't want to talk about the time, all that. I was...
We were talking about random magic stuff that they could not possibly understand because they don't know what the cards
well,
are.
Well, plus this week is also the official start of the spoiler season for Oath of the Gate Watch, which is coming out what, next
what?
Month.
Wasn't that
magic stuff?
Yeah, it's coming out in mid-January. There was a bunch of leaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the biggest leak since the
Scars of
Mirrodin. New Phyrexia God Book was leaked, which led to the stop of them printing the God Book. And the God Book is a 3 month in advance print version of the set, like a player's guide that they would give to magazines and that's when they started, but it got carried over to the websites, and the things was the websites all sponsored pros to write articles, so the pros would get it 3 months in advance and could proxy stuff up. And one of them showed a buddy of his and a couple buddies, and like one of them stole it and made copies and leaked the whole set like 2 months in advance.
This is a while ago, though.
This was
right.
A couple years back.
So now the new,
4 years
the
ago.
New
so,
one
and when?
Win Oath of whatever he said.
Mid January. So they actually
Oath
stopped doing
Watch.
That.
Oath of the Gate Watch.
Oh, a Gate Watch.
And it made. The first set to come out without a God Book being printed, the Grand Prix after that, four of the top eight and the winner of it had no previous Grand Prix winnings or Pro Tour appearances, were total no names. Whereas
they got the cards early.
Because they got the cards at the same time as everybody,
Okay, go ahead.
And once they stopped doing that, the pros lost that advantage.
Oh, I see.
And
I
when
see.
It was all
the pros had time to brew stuff.
Sure.
In advance for Pro Tours.
Sure. Well, I'm sure it was outcry saying that's the reason they're winning because they have an unfair advantage.
What's happened is about 2-3 weeks ago, a bunch of the expeditions and several of the mythics for Gatewatch got spoiled.
So what happened? Apparently,
they actually changed the artwork for Kozilek now.
Well, it was not.
That's a different story altogether.
It was a bait artwork.
Oh, okay.
So they put out fake cards every so often to places that they think may get leaked. And so if it gets leaked, or if they do alt art, we may see that art again as a
promo version. Honeypot people into
right, and so this out. Was they've That's been fun. They've been following this website for a while group, and it is a group from elite high level judges.
This is a judge ban that happened a week ago,
and so apparently. When it was somebody in that group that was leaking them, and they have access to it because altered rulings and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it caused all the L3 judges in the Southeast United States to get banned for 4 years.
Dang.
Yeah. So there was some.
It was a big thing.
Only one L3 judge in Mississippi or something, and he got banned.
Here's the thing. So you to be an L3 judge, you have to.
Money in it, man.
So there's about 5 to 6 L5 judges in the world.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now L4s, there's about 24. L3s, it may be 100 in the world.
Okay.
L2s.
More. Yeah.
It doubles again. But even an L2, there's only 5 in the state of Tennessee. We had 1 L3 judge in between Tennessee and Kentucky.
Okay.
So, it was a big deal.
Yeah. What is that?
So, the L3 is the different level of a judge.
Magic judges be. What does that mean?
An L1 usually judges at stores or they do the Pro Tour, Pro Tour qualifier and preliminary Pro Tour qualifier.
Like that asshole that got me the round one loss.
Right. They usually their assistants are floor judges at bigger events. Like an L1 judge at a Grand Prix would probably do side events, and an L2 would be a floor judge, whereas the whole thing would be ran by an L3. And a Grand Prix is an event where they give away $40,000 to $50,000.
Sure.
And
it's like having a black belt.
It would be you.
It's like being in the
an L3 judge would be a professional judge, someone who who
I don't want to talk about
the who makes who their living.
No, that's somebody else. But I don't. I
have the Illuminatus.
Yeah, the Illuminati. But
Are you more afraid of talking about the Masons or the Scientologists?
I have.
Dude, stop. I have
beefs with one particular Mason, and he is basically tainted the pool for other Masons for me.
Fair enough.
You're talking about in the club or a professional bricklayer.
I'm talking about the ones in the club.
Because I know some douchebag bricklayers, man.
Well, there are some out there.
So do you go to a magic camp?
All right, so
to learn how to be a judge, you have to take
to be a judge, you have to go online, take some tests, find an L2 judge at a larger event.
So it's like a Padawan.
And interview.
It's like a Padawan.
And then, they don't steal you from your parents and blood test you for midichlorians.
Yeah. They're off the scale. He's going level 5, not even Master Yoda.
And and force you to hang out with weird racist aliens.
Dude, it's okay.
But, you know, you end up having me interviewed and approved, you have to be approved to take a test. And if you pass that test, then you can become a judge.
An interview question, like he just does some random.
This is on the
scenario.
No, you have to pass an.
He makes you get on his back. You got to carry him around the convention floor for a couple hours.
No, obviously it's a.
Magic goes from the mana.
A written test and then an interview.
Yeah.
Well, you have to pass an oral test about the rules and an interview, and then you have to pass a written.
Oral test is my favorite kind of test.
Now, is that why you make so much money?
That is so naughty of you, sir.
It is an intensive process to move up through
it's
there.
It's the same thing for level 3. You got to find a level 4.
Right.
You get a magic map. And you have to track it.
Like
down.
Scale wise,
like,
and
like Dantooine are too.
You have to be hired by wizards to be an L5.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
They find you probably, right?
Right, right. They pick that. And
they
to be
for the big
and the L5, I mean,
call for the big game.
Those do world championships, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the higher you go up on the scale, the more socially awkward you are.
Oh, I guarantee.
Right. Like,
I know magic players. Guaranteed.
Now, an L2 judge may have another, may have a real job. Yeah, you know, working money, but an L3 would not have to have a real job if they judged every weekend.
Wow,
they make that bank.
I mean, that's the kind of. I mean, it wouldn't necessarily. Well, right, but they pay you to do so.
Still, but you're living in hotels.
It depends on the event,
but if you're making that kind of bank, you can get yourself an RV and pull your.
Oh, listen to this guy.
I'm traveling America, following the magic current.
But
that's fun.
So
what do they do then? They just go in and if there's question about.
All right. So if you want to do a big event, you're required by wizards to have certain levels and X number of them. So you seek these people out.
Oh, so if you
like for example,
hold on. If you want to make money as a convention owner.
Right.
So you have to hire.
Yeah, if you're doing these big tournaments,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes
so,
sense.
So
for
me
to
hire.
The judges banning in the Southeast, will that affect how the Pro Tours run in the Southeast?
No.
Well, Pro Tours
pay,
and
well,
level,
maybe, yeah.
They'll just have to pay better travel rates for the hire. Because, you know, you have to pay competitive rates, too.
Judges love that.
For an example, an L2 judge I hired here. Was $150.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
One night, like
that was for
hours?
One. Yeah, for one day, and that was with lunch.
Oh, what'd you get?
I think we all had pizza or something. I don't know. Or
what's his name? I know who you're
that's
talking
like
about.
Cheapskate.
I forget, but whatever. I fed everybody there.
No, we're getting
know.
Pizza. You're getting the cheese sticks, a hole.
So, or no. It was Hardee's.
Okay,
went to Hardee's.
Hardee's is a little better.
Burgers, yeah, fries.
You actually had to put into going together.
Yeah,
those chicken sandwiches.
But
for that shit.
Yeah. But yeah, it was $150 cash and $50 store credit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow, and he got 50.
Oh man.
Okay.
Yeah.
He just bought a magic card.
Yeah.
Well, he bought a board game.
Well, there you go.
And originally, it was supposed to be $200 cash, but he was like, well, what about store credit? You can do some store credit.
I'm willing to negotiate.
And then, but I also had to have other staff to go with that to do that event. Like, I had to have him an L1 to go with it. To do the event, I had to hire an L1.
But those are a dime a dozen. That's here's 20.
There's still, no.
And a small cheeseburger. You only get the quarter.
In that case, it was.
You're off the dollar menu.
Yeah, you're ordering off the dollar menu, dude.
It was $50 in lunch. You know,
that's not too bad. That's not too bad.
Right, but if I wanted to do an L3,
so
we're talking $500-$600.
So let me ask you this then: what changes in the tournament you're putting on wouldn't you require an L3? I mean, what exactly happened?
Probably the prize level.
Is that what it is?
Well, okay, so...
Or you call Wizards and say, hey, I got a real deal thing going on.
The different tournament levels, you know, you can have... I can hire whatever level I want...
Uh-huh.
But I'm not required at your basic Friday Night Magic.
Sure.
I'm required to have a tournament organizer, which a store owner can be.
Okay.
But I'm not required to have a judge. Now, anything beyond Friday Night Magic and a pre-release or a launch party, I'm required to have a judge.
At least an L1.
Actually, at least an L2 and an L1. Oh, the so next step up is...
L1's an intern.
And you need to have a Padawan. Why do you have to have the Padawan?
It's set by Wizards.
Obi-Wan went to Kamino all by himself. Just saying.
The next level event through Wizards is a preliminary Pro Tour qualifier. Okay. A PPTQ.
So we just need to find out what the Order 66 command is.
And you are required by...
It happened in the Southeast, right?
And basically, you have to have an L1, an L2, a TO, a scorekeeper.
Which, some of those roles you can roll into one person.
No.
Really?
No.
Wow. So they really kind of make you jump through hoops.
Well, you've got to have... They want to make it run right.
Sure.
Now, beyond that... You also have to have an L. I think I've never actually done a PTQ under the new system, but I think it's an L3 and at least two L2s, and maybe four L1s. I don't know. It's at a stat. And then
it's
like
the ooze creature from one of them that you know, when
right,
you kill it, it becomes two, and when you kill those, they become two.
Hydra.
And at a Grand Prix, they have a staff of like 100 judges.
Yes.
But you're talking about an event with 2,000 or 3,000 players.
Yes.
Sure. Well, you'd have to do that.
Yeah, right. Like the PPQ
so,
the other year.
So what requires an L5? Or is it just say, hey, I'm an L5? You really don't need
You're
going to
see those at running
Mace
Pro
Windu
Tours.
Needs a special level.
Well, they help write the rules.
Oh, okay. They're actually employed by Wizards.
Yeah.
They write the rules.
They're
do policy. They're going to be running. They'll run the finals of the Pro Tours, the World Championships.
Yeah.
You know, and
you're the best around.
Well,
we're gonna break it down. So, are you a judge?
No.
Oh.
There used to be a level called an L0.
Uh-huh.
Which would be a store level local judge.
Oh gosh, it sounds so.
Which
fake.
Was something you could take the test online
zero
to do. But you didn't take an interview and a written test. You just took an online test. And it was that, but they eliminated that position. Yeah, and now they do a rules advisor thing. It's but
so I think you should go for that. Wouldn't that not be beneficial?
Well, usually they have no, it would not benefit the store because any of the events that require judges now require an L2.
Well, that's what I mean.
And I'm the store TO,
so you'd have to have a different role.
So if I was the TO, I couldn't be the judge at the bigger events.
Well, maybe you should hire someone, you know, like a flat, like a yearly rate or something like that, you know, to...
Well, we used to have a judge employed a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
But
a retainer, so to speak.
Back at the old shop.
Yeah.
William?
Yeah, Will. But he is no longer a judge because they actually... Now, to maintain your status as a judge, you have to pass the test every year.
Oh, okay. Recertification.
Yeah.
That's where Wizards makes their money.
Yeah, do they charge you to take this test?
No, it's totally free. In fact, they pay you for passing them.
Oh, what do you mean they pay you for passing?
It's an incredibly complicated test. It's not something you can read a book and pass. The comprehensive rules is like 1,000 pages.
You have to be an experienced player.
Are really technical.
I'm really technical about that.
Well, it talks about probably stuff like, you know, this is on the stack and this is on the stack, and a player does this, what happens?
Yeah,
that kind of stuff. You know.
A, B, C, and D.
Yeah, you got to
pass that.
You got to have
multiple choice.
No, it's not. It's not multiple choice. It's how does how will the play resolve itself?
Dude, I bet there is an essay question. You know, please list the benefits of. You know.
Oh, and to be eligible for other like higher levels beyond L2, you have to actually do certain things in the community as well.
In the Magic community,
yeah.
You have to like do so many tournaments and visit. Convention.
Well, I mean, you have to write articles.
Oh,
you have
so it's
to
like,
be.
It's like the Girl Scouts. You get badges.
A little bit. Alright, so there are 900 and.
Nerdy Girl Scouts with cardboard.
There are 905 different rule sections.
Sections.
With each having up to 100 subsections.
What?
Or more.
So, get your law degree first.
Dude, it is. It's like you gotta take the bar exam to judge magic.
That's
some compelling stuff, though.
Well,
you know, people who are that into it where...
The bar exam is just memorization.
No, it's practical law in the bar exam. There's practical law questions. I have never taken the bar, but I have, you know... read about taking the bar.
I know who we can ask.
But
DC. Yeah, DC would know. He's... presumably taking the bar. He claims to be a lawyer.
Well, I happen... Well, we won't worry about that right now.
But he's my favorite lawyer.
Yeah.
Lawyers usually suck.
So, you know, in fact, I were to say, what are the parts of a turn?
Okay, there's the... there's phases. They're all called phases.
Okay.
There is the draw phase.
No, it's the upkeep.
Oh, I didn't know we had to do it in order.
The upkeep, draw,
there's
main phase,
upkeep. Isn't there
combat,
upkeep?
Second main phase, instep.
You miss untap
yes.
phase. There's
you
untap
missed the
phase.
Untap.
Boom! I thought untap was the upkeep part.
No, they're separate. No. They're separate phases.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they are separate.
But,
boom, you failed
actually, so if you look at chapter 5 in the comprehensive rule book,
yeah.
I opened it up here, there are 15 sections under turn structure.
Turn structure?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, that is crazy.
So, yeah, it's an insanely complicated test.
That's awesome. You really, dude, this is really a rules lawyer.
Yeah.
It really is.
And we have some of those guys here.
Why don't they go take the bar? Prove it to everybody how awesome you are. I can't believe we talked about Magic the Gathering.
Because then they're like the first couple of, let me put it to you this way. Some of those guys, they break
the turn game. Order is 11 pages. It's an 11-page chapter.
Turn order.
On turn order.
Unless, that's how it goes. This is an unless, then, if then.
Well... I think it's time we end this step.
Right, so, I mean, yeah, I think we've started to bore people, probably, but...
It just shows you how awesome the Magic the Gathering
is. And part of the reason it's so complicated, every set has added a new thing for 20-plus years.
Exactly.
It's...
And some formats, it's still relevant.
Yeah. Is phasing still a thing? I know Shadow was a thing and wasn't a thing.
Well, in certain kinds of tournaments, they are still legal.
Yeah. Everything that's ever been printed is still legal
in certain formats.
To be a judge, you got to know all of this.
Not only do you have to know all those rules, you have to know the rules that work for different formats. Like,
right.
If there's a card banned, you have to be able to say, no, dude, that's banned. You're out. You have to be able to do that, right?
Right.
Man,
I mean,
that's crazy.
Yeah, and you've got to know how
the
new stuff and the old stuff interact in these weird, crazy things, you know?
Rules lawyer robot is what we need. To roll around these cons and put Magic players in check.
Basically make an R2 unit that goes around.
Dude, you can make it look like R2 and spray them down.
So,
cheat.
We are in the middle of Geeks of the Square Table, episode 113.
Woo-hoo!
I'm your host, Lawrence of America. With me today is my beautiful, beautiful wife,
business partner, I thought.
That's another story. But yes.
We're really announcing that on this podcast.
Yeah. And also,
I am the irreplaceable David.
Oh, no.
We're replacing you, David.
And then,
I am the Jelly Roll Gomer.
And Adam. Adam Normal.
Toast sandwiches.
Toast sandwiches. So, what else do we want to talk about now?
Doctor Strange. Should we talk about Doctor Strange?
Yeah,
yeah, we should talk about
Doctor cover Strange. Cover of Entertainment Weekly, yep. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Look
pretty much like Doctor Strange.
Yeah. He looked kind of like Sherlock Holmes to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
He does.
I hate to say
there's
this.
There's a striking resemblance.
I hate to say this.
Maybe they're related.
Because I say this about all Marvel characters. But his hair looked weird, dude.
His hair did look weird.
It had crazy highlights and weirdness. Doc Strange is supposed to kind of be like Reed Richards with the little gray streaks, and that's it. High and tight. You know, dark and with the white edges.
Well, it's a picture. Maybe when it's on film, yeah, it'll look better.
He looked kind of like a supermodel.
He is a supermodel.
Is that how they're playing it? Doctor Strange.
Supermodel.
Yeah. I'm going to use my blue steel.
Dude, that's coming out too.
Yeah.
The new Zoolander next
what
year.
What is this? A scooter? It's... a Sorcerer Sanctum for ants.
That's a fun movie. Oh. But yeah, Doctor Strange, we just don't know enough.
Not yet.
No. We just don't know enough. Should be good though. Yep. Because it's a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
They hadn't given me any shit yet.
We said this about Guardians of the Galaxy, and we were very pleased with Guardians of the Galaxy. We said this with Ant-Man, and we were very pleased with Ant-Man. We said this with the second Avengers, and some of us are still on the fence about the second Avengers, though we're not unhappy with the product.
It's not a bad movie.
I liked it as a follow-up to Avengers. If you treat it as just a sequel to Avengers,
it doesn't,
like we're going on our next mission, it's kind of good.
But, yeah, but you know, it doesn't kinda have that same magic as the first Avengers.
No,
it
doesn't. You couldn't recapture getting the team together, you know? It's hard to do that.
Unless you were to do a completely new team.
And that's what they're doing.
Yeah,
I mean, well, they did that at the end of the
Infinity
second
War Part 1, probably.
Yeah, maybe Civil War.
Maybe Beast, yeah.
Yeah, Avengers versus New Avengers.
Ooh.
Freaking Bendis. He needs to. He's taken over, though. He has credits on all those damn Marvel movies, too.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty soon we'll be seeing Michael Bendis.
In a movie?
In a movie, like
no,
Stanley in a movie.
Not his ugly ass. They won't put his ugly ass in the movie. Joe Quesada, he's already been in the movie.
Which one?
He was in Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back.
Oh, okay. He was the pizza guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then somebody else was in
there. He ran upstairs to bang Elisha Dooku. Oh. He did, Joe Quesada.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of cameos in that movie that you don't...
Yeah, yeah. Carrie Fisher's in that movie.
Yeah.
George Carlin is actually in that movie.
George Carlin has been
roles.
In a lot of... No, yeah. George Carlin's last movie was Jersey Girl.
Yeah, but it was one of his...
One of his last movies. But his last, I think his last starring role in a Kevin Smith film was Jersey Girl.
I couldn't tell you, man.
It's the rules of the road. Mark Hamill was in that movie.
Cockknocker. Famously. That's Cockknocker.
And pretty much anybody that was in this universe before that was in that movie reprising their roles somehow.
He's supposed to be going back to Clerks and that sort of thing.
Well, Clerks 3 apparently is done filming, and there's been this movie with like his daughter and Johnny Depp's daughter that's supposed to be like a spiritual
Hosers
like,
or something.
Something like
Nose
a spiritual
Hosers.
Like a spiritual successor to Clerks.
Larry would know. Yoga Hosers.
Yoga Hosers.
Yeah.
Yoga Hosers.
I know.
Laser teeth.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. I watched his Walrus movie, and...
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, my God.
His Walrus movie was weird.
It's
I don't know if I'd call it good, but it was
it's
weird.
Up there with, like, Human Centipede. It's weird. Out. Yeah. Like, my wife and I watched, and it was, like, 12:30 in the morning, you know, when we finished. And I was like, man, we should probably go to bed. And I'm like, you know, I can't. And we had to watch Wreck-It Ralph for, like, eyewash, you know, to get that out of my head. And I was like, I can't go to bed right now, man.
Wreck-It Ralph is an awesome
movie. Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph. They're supposed to be doing a sequel to that, too. Yeah.
Danny, cover your ears.
Oh, yeah.
I saw The Hateful Eight today.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that was a good movie.
That is a good movie.
I've heard a mixed bag, But I think what's getting most of the buzz is Quentin Tarantino being a little bee about everyone loving on Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing
and
was...
like, oh, Disney's trying to screw me over.
It's not... Well, he got on Howard Stern and said that, you know, the movie theater that had a 70mm projector already installed wasn't allowed to play his movie, which he filmed in 70mm, on one screen that... The Disney people came in and said that if you do not honor your contract to us, we will pull our movie from your theaters over one screen.
Yeah, and what's wrong? That's their contract.
Yeah, they signed the contract.
But the movie theater had a contract with Tarantino as well.
Well, it sucks to suck. Who makes you more money, Tarantino or Disney and Star Wars? Disney and Star Wars.
It's the biggest economics. It's the biggest freaking...
And he was like, oh, Howard Stern.
This is the biggest freaking movie ever, and they can't let me have one screen.
Yeah, he said the F word.
Yeah.
He said the F word.
Oh, yes.
Because it's satellite radio.
Yeah. But then Howard Stern made an impassionate plea to Bob Iger to let Quentin have his one screen.
Yeah, alright. I understand.
Quentin Tarantino is not hurt.
Yeah, no. And I understand that Howard Stern is still technically relevant. But
is he?
He's on a dying medium that charges $15 a month for radio. Howard Stern shows $15 a month for satellite. It's $15 a month for satellite radio.
Yeah.
But that's a dying medium. The internet is free. Podcasts are free.
Yeah, but if they were to somehow go ahead and make... They could use ad revenue to pay for the satellite services.
But that's the thing about
having satellite
radio
free.
The point of having satellite radio is so you don't have to listen to the
ads. Yeah, but you can get podcasts like this one and you don't get any ads.
This has been brought to you by Comic City 2.
Or just because we don't have any advertisers. If you want to advertise, let us know. I'm sure all 35 of our listeners will.
You think it's that many?
I don't know.
It might be.
You would know more about the demographics than I would.
I don't have the demos on and stats on.
Would Larry?
Do we even have demographics? Are we even that organized?
I don't know.
Well, we have demographics about how many hits we get per day on the website.
But we don't know if what color they are.
Well, we can kind of tell you
what anything else is. You know,
we can kind of tell you when. How many views the podcast postings will get?
Yeah.
So we can extrapolate from that, but I can't tell you male, female, how old.
Well, I know that this is linked up to iTunes, and iTunes has a handy dandy little utility you can get that will show you, you know, what's all happening. But I don't have access to that here for this podcast. What else is going on? Did we spend enough time on Doctor Strange?
Because
there's a rumor going around that the Eye of Agamotto is actually the time gem. I think that's the only one left. And I don't know. I guess that kind of makes sense.
I don't know if you know, time gem
makes sense for all-seeing.
Well, it would make sense that the Eye of Agamotto would be a gem of some kind.
Sure.
Because all of the major, you know, items from these movies have been turned into...
All the plot devices.
Yeah, all the plot
other
devices,
items.
All
sure.
the plot devices have been turned into Infinity Gems. But the time gem in specifically, I don't know if it fits.
I'm not sure if it fits with the story they're going to try to tell. Because if it is one of the Infinity Stones, then it's got to be
a
focus of the film.
We're still having a debate if the cinematic universe is going to have 5 or 6 gems.
I'm pretty sure it's either good or bad. At one point in Guardians of the Galaxy, the Collector tells the story of the gems.
Yes.
And he says how many there are.
I have to go back and watch Guardians of the Galaxy, but I forget the number, but he does talk about that.
Like, yeah. And you've got me second-guessing myself, so I don't know if there's 5 or 6 now either.
If you do exposition for a movie,
five movies from now.
I've established the storyline for multiple movies in this one scene.
I think Doctor Strange will be good. Like I said, I think it'll be good. I'm excited to see it. But we got Civil War before that.
And we got Deadpool before that. It comes out in February.
Yeah, the Deadpool Christmas trailer. I had a naughty and a nice trailer. They had the green band for everybody can watch it. No cussing, no, really no violence.
Yeah.
The first scene of the trailer starts with him shish kebabbing a dude with his katanas. On the green trailer, that dude is just out of focus.
I'm not going to double check.
On the red band
trailer. That is the trailer they played at the Hateful Eight.
The red band?
The red band trailer.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be the best based on just the trailer, it looks like it's going to be the best comic book movie of the year. Even with saying Civil War. Just based on the trailer.
Well, it definitely has the tone down for Deadpool.
Oh, man.
Because,
definitely.
I did ask a question of Joe Kelly about the movie.
Waiting.
We got some interviews coming, and one of them's with Joe Kelly and Max Faramara.
I don't know.
Four Eyes Image Comics, but Joe Kelly pretty much wrote like the first ongoing series of Deadpool.
Yeah,
not
Joe
the mini series.
Deadpool was good.
Yeah, and it's basically what established the fourth wall, the background of Deadpool, the characters. So there's a lot of elements from we can see in the trailers that are from Joe Kelly's run. And so there was a question asked of Joe Kelly about his thoughts on the Deadpool movie and if he was asked to be a consultant on the Deadpool movie. And
how he feels about being on it or not.
He definitely should have been a consultant.
I think
so. Not.
I have yet to get the answers back to Joe and Max, but that question did get asked.
So yeah, look out for that.
Whenever it comes.
I don't know, because all the comics are available. Why would I get Joe Kelly when I can just get all of his notes, so to speak, on...
Well, the thing is, Joe Kelly left Deadpool, the first ongoing run of Deadpool, he left it around issue 36, 37.
Yeah.
The guy who followed him said that Joe Kelly's notes on Deadpool made Deadpool less friendly to new readers.
Okay.
So whatever notes, you know, they could pull the.
So he took it in a different direction.
He took it in a different direction, but Joe Kelly pretty much thought of it as each issue could be possibly the last. What can I get away with?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, well, and that's actually one of the more appealing aspects of comic books for me.
Is each issue could be the last?
Well, no. Every creator has his own take on the character and certain aspects of that stick,
Mostly because it's the tourists that are coming in.
I don't know, name it, Every artist and writer has their own input on the character, and McFarlane, when he did Spider-Man, he put that little swirl on the web. That stuck forever.
Yeah. What else did he do? He changed... Well, yeah, the webbing was the big thing.
Yeah.
The biggest impact he had was the webbing. Didn't he, bring back the webbing on
maybe
the underarms?
Maybe. He might have brought
that. I remember that was something that he did.
That was lame.
Eric Larson followed that up with.
What else is going on? What else happened?
Well,
what other news?
Christmas happened.
Okay. Let's say what we got for Christmas. I got a bunch of stuff. I got my kids an Xbox. They've been playing Fallout. It's amazing. I've got... You know what a Haynes manual is?
Which one?
A Haynes manual... Haynes is a company that creates manuals for vehicles.
Okay, the...
They're like the repair manuals.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Right, and they have blowouts of, pictures of everything.
Cross-sections.
Yeah, cross-sections. My wife got me a Haynes manual for the Starship Enterprise.
Ah.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's so cool. If I had some dilithium crystals and duranium, I could build an Enterprise. We'd be gone. I'm working on it.
You're working on that?
I'm working on it. But that was the coolest thing I got. I've read it a few times already. It's amazing.
Cool.
But the coolest thing I gave...
Yeah, it was fun.
I got my wife all the Harry Potter on Blu-ray.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I got it up for Christmas. Yeah, and she's got me a couple of Blu-rays. I finished out all my Marvel movies. I have all the Marvel movies on Blu-ray. So that's cool. What'd you get for Christmas?
I got a new jacket that I get to enjoy in 70 degree weather.
Is that the jacket you're wearing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice. Practical.
Yeah.
I hate practical. Oh, yeah, underwear. Thanks. Needed that.
That's pretty much what I got.
Really?
A bunch of practical crap. I mean, I got.
You had to get something cool.
I got Age of Ultron on Blu-ray.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
I got Fury Road.
Oh, dude.
That's such a good movie.
It is
a great
so
movie.
So need that.
It is a great
so
movie.
So need to get that. My wife didn't like it.
Where was it?
Really, there's some parts in it that really put her off. There's a part where they were milking a bunch of women, and she's like, what the hell is going on in this movie?
Basically,
and then she, like, picked up her book.
You know,
and I was like, what do you mean what's going on?
You know, that definitely does look bad, but I think the themes of the movie really move past that.
Yeah, that's the one
moment.
But it was like
the whole point of the movie is women overcoming that.
Exactly. It is a very, The thing about that movie is it sort of says, you know, female heroes, it's cool now. It's just normal now.
Yeah.
It's okay. Well, it's not a big deal.
Well, with episode 7, we have a major female protagonist.
And it's not even a real big deal. It's like, cool.
It's like, it's a natural progression.
That's what's supposed to happen. Feels great. What'd you get?
I got me a set of cast iron skillet.
That's actually cool. I need a new skillet.
They were already pre-seasoned.
Oh, nice.
What it was when my brother moved out, he had a good set of cast iron skillets that he took with him. So I had my copper line stuff, but I needed some cast iron skillets. So I
Why do you need a cast iron skillet? What are you cooking that you can't cook in your other cookware? There you go. No idea. Exactly.
I like the taste of cast iron skillets.
No, I completely agree.
But
they're healthier for you too.
Yeah.
Iron actually goes into the food.
But well, like with my
truth. Yeah.
With like my my copper line stuff, I will have to constantly clean it.
Yeah, that's true. Skillet, you just
skillet,
rinse
it. Wipe it off, and it's good to go for another
So you're
time.
Just lazy.
I can actually
quite liar. That's exactly what you just said. I don't want to wash my dishes.
With my copper line skillets, I can't make a decent blackened tilapia.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I can't do that, but I can do that with the cast iron
skillet. Garlic butter.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I can finally make the deep dish pizzas I want to make with the cast iron skillet.
Oh yeah. Do you make your own dough for those?
I can.
But usually you don't.
I can.
I hate buying. I hate making dough. You but can go to like Publix and get a good
there's other
dough,
stuff.
Man.
There's other stuff I can do with it that
even Pillsbury.
That opens up. It opens up a bit of different cooking options for me that I wouldn't have with like my copper line stuff.
Ladies, scoop this one up.
I got Dead Man Wonderland on Blu-ray DVD.
I don't know if I've even ever heard of that.
That's an anime.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is. Cool. It's insane.
Yeah.
My brother got me the Armada Star Destroyer, the Imperial's class Star Destroyer for the game Armada.
For the Star Trek,
for
the
Star Wars
board game, not board game, but tabletop
Armada
game.
Well, what else? My brother got me a fermentation starter kit and three books on.
I like the fermentation starter.
One was the fermenting.
Yeah.
Is this for wine making?
No.
Beer making?
Like making like kimchi and other things, pickles.
Okay. You said kimchi.
Yeah,
what the hell is kimchi?
Kimchi is a fermented cabbage from
Korea.
Oh, sounds delicious.
Korea.
I love cabbage.
Korean.
I love cabbage.
I got a follow-up to a book that helped me make that.
Yeah.
This jar of strawberry preserves that I got for Gomer.
That was my toast sandwiches.
The book I had is basically you make big batches. Like, you know, that would be part of a batch of four or five jars. This book kind of scales back recipes to, like, maybe one jar.
This is like a two-cup jar.
Sorry, I'm looking at the Catan expansions, dude. Sorry.
So,
and then a book on bread making.
Bread making book?
Yes. So I had a question about how you guys felt about the new female lead character. Because I felt she was kind of boring throughout
the
movie.
In the Star Wars?
Yeah.
He hasn't seen Star
hasn't
Wars
seen
yet.
It.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I've read all the stuff.
Well, good thing I haven't given anything away.
I know all the spoilers. I know all the spoilers.
Go see it.
Yeah, I tried actually
Sorry,
to go
guys.
Sunday.
Sorry.
And it was sold out.
Really?
In my theater, yeah.
Really?
It's almost like everybody's going to see this movie. Like, it's really popular.
We're going to see it more than one time.
Because I'm thinking I'm probably going to see it on New Year's Day.
See, oftentimes I will buy my stuff on Fandango early, but I have these passes from work.
I did forget.
Free ones.
I did forget. I did get a $50 gift card to go see the movie.
Oh, I got those from work. It was like a Jelly of the Month
you
Club.
You go to like two
work bonus.
Yeah, right. I'm probably going to go see episode 7 again. Probably Friday.
Oh my goodness.
I think I have something planned
Dude,
tomorrow.
You know the new Chipmunk movie's out, right?
And the Peanuts movie.
I don't care. Yeah, the Penis movie's out too.
Did you just say Peanuts?
Is that what he said? Peanuts. Oh, the Peanuts movie. Yeah,
Charlie Brown.
Yes.
If you had said Charlie Brown, it probably wouldn't have sounded so dirty.
Charlie Brown sounds kind of dirty, too, if you really think about it.
I think that's number 73.
Yeah, probably got me this.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. He's holding up the Star Wars Armada.
Oh, that's the Imperial class.
Big ass.
Yeah, that's what he got me.
Nice.
Big ass hunk of plastic.
Dude, that thing is. Shaped like that a thing ship. Will wreck somebody's day in the game.
Cool. What did you get? You anything for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I got a. Oh, God.
He's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I had to think because I got so much stuff. I don't know where to
begin. I celebrate Christmas.
Do you celebrate Christmas?
I can't think of any of this.
Frankincense and myrrh?
Oh, I got a shot glass chess set, chess game of shot glasses.
Oh, where when you take a piece, you... Oh, nice.
Yeah, down
oh,
it.
Nice.
So basically you will never finish a chess game.
No,
you
I
take
finish
pieces
one.
Early.
I played a game with my mother and
you'll
she whipped
finish
my
it if
butt.
You're good. If you know
no,
play,
the dangerous one is the checkers.
Yeah.
Have it. Bam, 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 bam. Oh.
Same thing, right?
Yeah. It comes with the little piece of checkers, the shot glasses, and then it came with a deck of cards.
That sounds fun, dude.
Oh. You will never finish a game, though.
I like what I got checkers. Danny. I bought him the new Star Wars Battlefront game.
Checkers so fast, you can just...
Yeah,
you move your knight over to the other side.
Online, just playing it.
You move your knight over to the end of the other side of the board and be like, queen me, man, queen me.
I got that for my kids. They haven't been playing as much as they got the Fallout.
Fallout's good. Fallout got a 9 out of 10.
It's amazing.
On a review. Like, Star Wars Battlefront got, like, 8.5 out of 10. Fallout got a 9 out of 10. It's
Star Wars Battlefront's fun, but there's not a lot of depth to it.
No,
it's a lot of pretty packaging in a Star Wars.
Flying the Millennium Falcon is amazing.
Yeah, you can beat Darth freaking Vader.
For, like, a round Who until cares? Somebody kills you. And then somebody else gets to beat Darth
Vader. How hard it is to kill Darth Vader?
From the Let's Play series from Rooster Teeth? It's pretty freaking easy.
Yeah.
Darth Vader and Palpatine go down pretty fast, and Boba Fett is like the last man standing.
Palpatine literally deflects laser shots with his hands and lightsabers. If a lightsaber's coming at you, he just bats it away. Like,
we're watching different levels of play there.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
I've heard a mixed bag on it. There's not many maps yet.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they just put out the new one, Battle of Jakku, which is... It's really cool. That one's got a down... it's like the... It's you got a downed Star Destroyer just out on the field, and you got to fight your way to it.
Yeah. That's fun. But yeah, Fallout, man. Jeez. Oh, my goodness.
You've been playing that, you said?
I've been watching my kid play.
I haven't played it. Is it really... Does it look good?
It looks
amazing.
Good.
It's amazing?
It's amazing. Yeah, it's so fun.
See, I want to go get that in the next couple of days.
It's so fun. Games like that are fun because there's so many different ways to play the
there's
game.
There's no wrong way to play the game.
And there's no wrong way, exactly.
Go around and kill everybody. Hey!
Hey, I want to be a good guy. I won't leave everybody alone, but they still won't leave me alone.
I read an article the other day, a dude beat it without killing anyone.
I read that
anyone.
Article too, yeah.
He glitched it.
No, he didn't glitch it. He didn't kill anyone, but that doesn't mean he couldn't convince other people.
He upped his charisma so much that Deathclaws would be like, hey man, what's up? Let me go kill this dude for you.
Notice me, senpai.
Yeah. And the thing about that is you can't have your companions kill for you. Companion kills count against you. So your dog, and you can get like a...
So basically...
Look, if my dog wants to eat somebody, I'm going to...
Yeah, so now I'm going to go back and play Skyrim, and what I'm going to do is I'm basically going to pull a giant to attack a troll for me.
Don't you see that anyways when you first jump on? I saw that when I first got on Skyrim. They were just attacking each other.
I'll be like with a bow. I have a high bow arrow skill and an archery skill, and I'll just shoot a giant when a dragon shows up. And I'll shoot another giant when a dragon shows up.
Actually, that's what I did. Like, I first got on there, and I saw a giant and a dragon just going at it. I'm just like, I'm going to go this way.
Just watch.
I'm like I'm level 2. No.
I'm going to shoot a couple of things, and when one of them dies, I'll level up.
What else is going on? Not much for comics this week.
No. I'll tell you what. This week,
can we talk about the diamond thing though?
We could.
What diamond thing?
The diamond at this time last year, there weren't as many comics to pick from.
There's like 4.
This year's collection for this week has been a lot better.
Than last year,
because
as a representative of this store and the fact that we still have to deal with Diamond, I will beg you not to say anything about their
issue.
Oh, we're
not going to say anything
Please,
bad
thank
about
you.
Them.
Okay.
It's nothing bad. I mean, it's news.
Because,
you know,
well,
people know it's not going to be available.
I saw that Outright Geekery on the back of that
book. Squires.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, we can talk about that instead of Diamond.
Squires number one came out from Devil's Due.
The Trade.
The Trade, you have Volume 1. That's Ashley Wood and Ash Masco writing. Ashley Wood's art is just amazing. In that.
But our boy Gomer
it's,
here.
It's photorealistic animals. Got so brutal.
Quoted on the back.
Yeah, they quoted the review from Outright Geekery on the back. That's pretty cool.
So he's been quoted twice, and some of us still haven't been quoted once.
You gotta write more reviews, man.
Well, yeah.
You gotta pick shitty books and, look, and write good reviews for them.
Well, I've done like 4 or 5 reviews on Wayward, because that's the one I want to get my name on.
Yeah, I know.
You want it too much, that's what it is.
I did that for Skull Kickers, too. I think it's just Jim Zub hates us.
Well, he sent me something.
Yeah, he sent you
a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year card that Gomer didn't get.
Yeah, I didn't get a card from him.
So, and it had, like, original artwork. So I'm a little tickled with that.
So I didn't actually read the... What was it, the quote that was on there? Because I didn't actually read it.
It just says,
I'll
good
go get
writing.
It.
Yeah. Book good, buy book.
Book good, buy book.
I think that's what it says.
Look pretty.
Yeah, pretty book. Okay word.
All right. Gomer's quote is, brilliantly drawn and well written, as compared to Squires, is awesome. Talking comics.
Don't pimp another. Yeah.
Okay. There's another quote. There's another quote says, "Must have more."
That's a good one.
That's not bad.
Then there's which one is it here? Oh, the art. Oh my God, the art.
And they're taking that sort of out of the context.
An absolute revelation. This book is pretty fantastic.
Let me see this book. Is that
pretty fantastic?
Unlike pretty much anything else in comic books.
Unlike pretty
a
much
solid form of complex storytelling. Which, that one's not bad.
Complex form of storytelling?
A solid form of complex storytelling.
Oh, okay. That's
Squires is a top-notch book!
Yeah, I read that, too. But it's all taken out of a context. They write, like...
It's like 4 lines of something that's probably, like, 500 words.
Yeah, exactly.
Just looking at the front cover of this, I'm like, okay.
No, it's pretty good, man. It's like Disney meets Lord of the Flies, kind of. You know, it's pretty good.
I'm going to have to read it.
No, it's more like Lemmy Weeks meets
Disney. Whoa.
Oh, Lemmy Weeks.
First 2 pages, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to read it now.
That's brutal, man. And that's the first volume. They're doing another volume.
Which you won't get quoted on.
My boy, maybe I will. Maybe I'll quote that, too.
Because I backed it on Kickstarter. I thought it was stuck
with this?
The first issue.
Ah.
So, yeah, that's a good book.
Yeah, it looks good.
Fun art, man. It's amazing.
Oh, I'm
fun art.
Like, if I can look at something and it makes me a little squeamish, I'm like, oof.
The story's a little weird, but it's good.
Oh, you gotta think of that when you see the front cover.
All New Wolverine came out this week.
Yeah, I dropped it after the issue 2. I didn't like the direction the story was taken. It was just another clone sort of
It's Red Wolverine.
I know, but it's an all-new Wolverine. It feels so much like the all-old Wolverine. Why bother?
Hello, say hello to the new boss, same as the old boss.
It's weird that Wolverine is dead, and then there's like more characters called Wolverine now than there have ever been in comics.
Well, they did try to clone him.
Well, is a clone.
They didn't try, they did. They did clone him. That's how 23 came around.
But since we have all new, all different Marvel, we don't have Logan Wolverine. We have Old Man Logan, and we have Laura as Wolverine.
Which I love Old Man Logan.
But they're in the Marvel universe right now.
Old Man Logan was not good because of Old Man Logan. Old Man Logan was good because of the shit that happened to Old Man Logan in that future universe.
Old Man Logan
now is boring and awkward.
Old Man Logan was good because you got to see what happened to everyone in that.
Exactly.
And now he's taken out of his alternate universe. There's nothing exciting.
Well, he's like, he's still worried about...
He's just the same Logan, except with wider hair.
He doesn't bitch about arthritis. He's not even a fun old man.
How would you have arthritis old man?
Who knows? Oh. Who cares? Well, why not?
Would arthritis be rust?
Yeah, there you go.
Iron in the blood, rusting.
I don't care. He doesn't seem old. He seems like he's the old the Wolverine that's dead. It's just bad.
Until the other Wolverine shows up.
His highlighting moment was ripping out.
Have a creepy
You're reading
Extraordinary X-Men? Yeah, they kind of do.
They have a creepy old man.
You're reading Extraordinary X-Men? Yeah. Okay, grandma, I'll say about Extraordinary X-Men, yes. So creepy. So creepy. I am not a fan of where Colin Bunn is taking it early on.
That's Jeff Lemire.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Jeff Lemire.
Colin Bunn's on the Avengers.
No, Colin Bunn is on Uncanny with Greg Land. What a great creative team.
I'm hoping it's going to be good. I'm going to get that. But where Jeff Lemire... Sorry, yeah, where Jeff Lemire is taking it...
It's a copy and paste team.
Yeah. Where it's taking it early on is not good. But it's got a lot of potential to go a lot of different places. There's a lot of fun characters hanging out.
It goes straight to Apocalypse.
Well, that was Sinister. On all the X-Books are going to Apocalypse.
Yeah, by issue 8, it'll be straight at
Apocalypse. You didn't like the end of the last issue? With the whole Cyclops
thing? It was okay.
But is that a clone of Cyclops?
We don't know yet.
Because he's been exposed to the Terrigen Death.
I will say the last...
That's what Sinister's trying to do.
I will say the last issue was the best issue so far. But I still thought it was mediocre.
He was getting the team together. It was a slow start.
But it's the X-Men. They should already be together.
Not this X-Men team. It's a different X-Men team. You know? They're so fragmented now.
It's a different X-Men team with all the same X-Men.
They've been going fragmented even more and more, you know, since...
Until
Schism. Yeah, that's what
I don't even read X-Men. I know the X-Men.
Yeah. But the art in Extraordinary X-Men is
fantastic.
Oh my God, Umberto Ramos is killing it. Holy crap! And not even the art. His design on this is completely different than most stuff he's done before. He's got like these weird things where there's huge 2-page spreads.
Yeah.
But the way he panels it is he keeps a 2-page spread and just like draws a box around Sinister. And then just draws a box around Colossus hanging. It's just really good design. He's at the best I've seen him since his run on Wolverine. Back to the Civil War. Just so good. So happy he's on that thing. I'm so glad he's off Spider-Man.
I got a question for you, Gamer. Do you know anything about the new Obi-Wan book that's coming out?
It was supposed to come out today, but it did not come out. It's Obi-Wan and Anakin.
Yeah. And this is the first Marvel comic dealing with the
prequel.
Okay.
Yeah, which is... I'm not sure if that's territory.
If you should go into it.
No.
Will it be canon or not?
That's
my question. I guess it will be canon.
Yeah,
the prequels
are canon.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, canon is prequels, Clone Wars, Rebels, the original trilogy, Episode 7, and any of the comic books that have come out by Marvel.
And the novels since.
And the novels.
They announced
from New Dawn on.
Yes, New Dawn on.
Yeah, I've read all the old books, and I know they're not canon
universe,
anymore. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter that they're not canon. No one can take away when R.A. Salvatore killed Chewbacca. It was a huge moment. No one can take away the feeling of that happening.
Because they couldn't kill him any other way. Yeah. Oh, we're just going to drop the planet.
And that's out today, too, actually. Chewbacca number 5, the end of the mini.
I've got the number 1 variant art in a case.
I'm going to spoil that book because I think it's an important thing to say. The end of episode 4, everybody gets a medal. Chewbacca did not get a medal.
He did get a medal.
He did get a medal.
He's just not important enough to get it on screen.
Yes. Or he just took it off. You know, he was too tall and she just handed it to him. Who knows?
Maybe he just doesn't like
it.
He stuffed it in his little carabiner or whatever he's got.
Bandolier.
Yeah, bandolier.
Who knows? Maybe his pocket.
Yeah, maybe he's got. Yeah.
He'd be holding it. We never know. He's supposed to have huge.
He's got
paws.
Cheek pockets, like my hamster.
Maybe he's like a kangaroo and just has a pocket.
Is he like a squirrel? We don't know anything about Wookiee anatomy.
But in this Chewbacca mini, he's been helping out this young lady who needs some help with. You know, she's a slave. Her dad's a slave, and they're trying to open the slavers, and there's some shit going on. But at the end of it, he gives that medal to the person. Which is a gesture to, you know, spoilers for a book that came out.
I have a question. How did he fit in that Jedi, in the first book? How did he fit in that little Jedi craft?
It
was an A-Wing.
Yeah, it was an A-Wing, but...
It was an A-Wing.
But, It's a blue A-Wing.
That's what the A-Wings look like.
This is an A-Wing conversion, dude. It's something different. Yeah. It's definitely...
It's the Jedi craft they had in the prequels.
No, it's not. It's not...
It's
that might be an A-Wing prototype.
Yeah, it's definitely a Star Trek-esque
In Rebels, the A-Wing's colorings are blue and green.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Phoenix Squad is blue, and the other squad, I forget what they're called, but they're green.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I'm the only person here that watches Rebels.
Yeah, sorry.
I've caught a couple, but usually it's always reruns that I catch.
It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it is.
I think so.
What else we got, man?
That was Clone Wars.
Are we talking about Transformers?
What about Transformers?
I want to talk about the comics.
Okay, let's talk about Transformers. I love Transformers.
It's easily the most underrated comic series in all of
comics. It is amazing.
Or at least more than DC Eyes.
Is it good?
It's so good. There are two ongoing series. Transformers Adjective List. This Transformers.
Well, before it used to be Transformers Robots in Disguise.
Yes.
And then they got just morphed into normal Transformers.
Exactly. After the Combiner Wars, they introduced the Windblade on our
main. Well, it was after the kids' TV show.
Exactly.
Robots in Disguise.
Yeah.
They didn't want to confuse the two.
Yeah. And there's Transformers More Than Meets the Eye.
Yes.
Because both of these books follow the robots, but in two totally different areas.
Totally different ways.
Yes.
No. Normal Transformers book is pretty much on par with what you would expect from a Transformers book.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, okay, it's a little different.
The status quo is unrecognizable.
It takes place after the war.
Which is the Civil War is over. That's the most important aspect of what's going on.
Autobots and Decepticons living together, mass hysteria.
It is. It's mass hysteria. Megatron is an Autobot now.
Now he is.
Oh, is this when Starscream becomes like ruler of the
He was the democratically elected ruler of Cybertron.
Yep.
Supreme leader.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Which is a weird thing to be.
Nine coordination!
Starscream, it's not a coordination, it's an oath swearing.
So not only was he elected, but he was also pretty much told that he was the chosen one.
Yeah.
By a giant, a titan.
That's gonna change.
That will change.
The build-up, this past year, we had what we call Combiner Wars.
Are the Titans Combiners?
No, the Titans
are like Metroplex.
Metroplex, cities.
Okay, so Metroplex, Trypticon, Fortress Maximus.
And Trypticon is not. Trypticon is a Titan, but I don't think he's actually in. Or in the comics, I don't
think. No, he's in the comics.
But he's not a Titan in the comics, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't think he was technically a Titan.
Yeah.
What's the really big one?
Fortress Maximus, Metroplex.
There's Ultron.
Unicron. He's more than a Titan.
Unicron hasn't been seen.
Yeah, Unicron hasn't been seen.
He's literally a planet size.
This year they had the Combiner Wars. The Combiner Wars, you know, is. Combiners are a gestalt. You get five or six different robots, they turn into a giant robot.
Yeah.
And they introduced a new all female team of Combiners.
Yeah.
And what they're doing, they were Victorian, they shit on them. But she was in that one room.
Make sure you got your teeth,
that dinosaur, Dinobots.
Oh, she was
in
Dinobots.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was fun. Dude, the
Dinobots were built for a war. Built for a civil war that's no longer happening. So they're lost. They don't even know what to do.
Grandma's not around, so they don't have a leader.
And this is just cracking the tip of the depth of emotions that comes from these books, these Transformers. They run the gamut of dealing with real human things in the context of giant robots that turn into cars. And it's so weird.
You're even just talking about the normal Transformers book. And I think the normal Transformers book is more plot-based than character-based.
Definitely.
If you want a character book, then you would get More Than Meets the Eye.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is nothing but character interactions.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of words. It's wordy.
A lot of words.
Yeah.
It's the only book that I am okay paying $3.99 for.
Yeah, you get your money's worth of reading. But the Combiner Wars is done, but it led into something where Metroplex, for example, has this bridge to colonies that were settled, you know, thousands of years ago before the Civil War, where all these other Cybertronians are chilling. So as they reconnect with these, it's sort of like a fight where they don't trust Starscream, but he wants to unite everyone under his banner, while these other ones try to get that. So it is kind of picking sides again, but all of these different colonies seem to have a Titan.
Yeah. Building into issue 50, it's going to be another event, and it's all going to be focused on the Titans.
Like a Titan War.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to call it that, but yeah.
It's. I think the TV show went the same route with the having the Titans and other stuff like that, and then they finally built up to Unicron eventually.
Yeah, and most of the Titans didn't come into it until after Unicron. Well, if you remember,
Metroplex
wasn't an actual robot. He was just a transforming. It was just a transforming city.
Yeah, Metroplex later on they did. And Trypticon were built after the events of the movie.
Yeah, the Ghost of Starscream was actually trying to steal eyes from both of them.
He was tasked to steal both eyes from Metroplex for Unicron.
Yeah,
one got destroyed. So he went and got one from Trypticon, and Unicron was like, "I can tell a difference in the circuitry of these two eyes."
Starscream almost did it.
In the cartoon shows,
he almost got it.
Starscream, take down Starscream and impeach him pretty much in the TV show, they end up having to activate like Unicron, like the big old. Cybertron turns into a planet. Cybertron.
You're probably talking about something that's not Generation 1 Transformers. This comic book is revolving around Generation 1.
No, this is the original TV show, though. Not the original,
but it was season.
Huh?
Starscream at one point, Unicron also tasked him with moving his head closer to Cybertron.
So it's that same episode.
Yeah, it's that same. I think it's a double. Two episode,
it might be,
but yeah, it's the same. That was when it got bad, like when they brought Optimus Prime back. We can talk about that too, the IDW Deviations that's coming out.
Have you talked about the new Star Fast, Star Furious trailer?
That was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we talked about Star Trek. We're hoping that the next trailer is better.
Yeah.
What are we on here?
We are at an hour and 3 minutes.
Oh, let's wrap.
Yeah, let's wrap.
All right.
Final thought, D.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Be safe.
There's some changes coming to Comic City, too.
Yep, we're happy about that.
We're happy about that.
It was announced in the newsletter, so I guess we can announce it in the podcast.
We can, but I would rather Larry do that.
I don't know where he is. I think he's outside doing business.
They said it's okay to tell people now.
Okay, Mark Angel, he's been the owner up here for at least a decade, right?
7 years.
Seven? That's it? Yep. Feels like so much longer than that.
That's when he got the store from Rick. Yeah. He was working for Rick long before that.
Yeah. Yeah. He is moving into a less, I guess...
He's retiring.
Yeah, he's still going to be, working on comics and stuff up here, but...
But Larry's taking over the business.
Yeah, Larry and his wife, Amanda, are taking over.
Another dimension.
And I think that's awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Larry.
Yeah, congratulations. He's got some big plans.
He's talking to me about some of the changes that sound amazing.
Yeah.
So.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Talk to him about this now.
I know I'm excited about one, but I'm not going to talk about it.
Yeah, we don't want to give too much away. You're not going to see much... Change.
You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We'll talk about it when we're not being recorded.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, they fired me. They're keeping Eddie.
What happens, man?
Well, I'm still seasonal.
But
the season's over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dang, my final thought. I don't have a final thought. I went to try to see Star Wars Sunday, and I just couldn't get in. It's sold out.
Sound like me. Don't even have a final thought.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, here's another final thought. What have we got planned for 2016 on Outright Geekery?
We got lots of stuff. Hopefully we get the debate going back up again on a regular basis. And
that would be nice.
And get to, start throwing some of those up on the website.
I'm looking at getting some new gear, so when I go to conventions, I'll have
awesome,
better equipment.
Yeah, awesome conventions. We got the Walker Stalker Con. I'm thinking maybe we'll be able to get into that. We'll see.
We got the thing for the press passes on that.
For what?
We got the application for the press passes on that.
For the Walker Stalker Con. I emailed those to us.
Yeah.
Just so they'd be in there. We'll need to fill out the applications for it. We're going to try. David's our con guy.
So
unless someone else wants to bow in and he bows out.
Well, I would prefer to have help sometimes because these events take a lot out of a person if you cover it by yourself.
We're going, so if you need help, let us know.
It's hard to get too fast.
We'll talk about this after this because we're running right at about 1 minute or 1 hour, 8 minutes.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll maybe do another weekly podcast.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I'd like to do another. I'd like to do just This Week in Comics again. Man.
I would love to do this week.
Just where we talk about
maybe,
this week's comics.
Maybe something we should look at is maybe doing some kind of podcast via Skype.
Yeah, I'm definitely wanting to look into that. Yeah.
That would kind of help out a lot of people on a lot of schedules.
I think so, too. Man. You can do that in your phone, from anywhere in the world.
Mm. Adam?
Adam?
buy Transformers.
Dude, definitely buy Transformers.
It's a good book.
It's the most underrated comic book franchise
in the world.
On shelf right now. It really is.
Cyclonus is a badass.
Cyclonus is a badass. The Wreckers are freaking cool.
The Wreckers are cool.
Springers. Oh, dude, that dude's weird. Prowl. Where the hell's Prowl? I'm freaking out. It's such a good series.
Prowl is not a person you want to live with.
Dude, he's so good. Yeah. All right, what's up?
And
you have a final thought, Jesus?
Yeah, it's my birthday. I'm going to go drink.
Oh, so you? It is your birthday.
Happy birthday to
you. Nope. You keep your clothes on,
sir. All right. That concludes this episode of Geeks of the Squared Table. Catch us on OutrightGeekery.com or visit us at our home base at Comic City 2 in Nashville. Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
Which is part of Nashville.
It is. It's North Nashville.
North Nashville.
It's the greater Nashville area.
Check out Comic City 2's website at comiccity2.com. And until next time, we're signing off.
Bye.
Oh, and good night, Elaine.
Oh, yeah, there you go.